And let's go ahead and take a look at a cross-country preview as state cross-country meet going on in Kearney, Nebraska. Girls Class D runs 2:30, boys Class D at 3:30. And we're joined by head coach for the West Old Huskies, Jeff Krause. Congratulations, coach, to you and your athletes once again. Pretty good showing there at the D3 district meet.
Yeah, it was a good meet for us. We're obviously, you know, you always go out hoping for more, but reality, where we were sitting and with the competition that we had at the meet, we come out pretty good.
Well, let's talk first of all for the boys for you, Junior and Andrew Martin, the D3 individual champion. He's rated in the top 10 in state by Prep Running Nerd. Pretty good showing there, and a chance for him maybe to show what he's got and bring home a medal for the Huskies.
Yeah, Drew's had just a great season. He continued it last week at the district, winning, like you said, district championship. You know, he's just one of those kids that he works hard. He likes coming to practice. He's energetic about getting better, and you know, he's dedicated. And so you really like to see kids that have that kind of approach and that kind of mental capability or whatever to have the success going down throughout the year. And he just continues to keep improving week by week, and hopefully he's got one more good race in him this year. You know, if you look at the rankings, and we always talk about those rankings, is you kind of got to be a little careful looking at them, because it's hard to compare runners from one part of the state to the next and courses and whatnot. But, you know, you'd like to think coming out of a district that's traditionally the district champions, you know, that have won that Ainsworth since they've been hosting it, you know, those kids have went down and have had good success in the medals. And we hope that just continues to be the case for us this week.
Well, we send Drew the best of luck for him, for the Huskies there. Now let's talk to girls, and the girls have been doing pretty well for you, Coach. They get a third place result at the D3 district meet, which means the top three teams qualify. And you had three in the top 16, two medaled for you, including returning medalists, and it looks like maybe a two-time returning medalist in Maddie Davis.
Yeah, exactly. Maddie's got a couple of medals from the state meet. Last year she was fifth, and you know, she's a four-year state qualifier individually, so she's got the experience. You know, one of the things, and it's you know, similar to a lot of the girls in the area. You know, you look at Catherine Kerrigan from Ainsworth and some of the other individuals. When they get to this stage in their career, those younger up and coming runners, They're gunning for those girls that have been there before, and those girls that have had some experience, and they know that if they can be up there with those girls or beat those girls, that they're going to have their shot when it gets down to the state meet. You take a Runnels from a freshman from Niobrara Verdigre, Frick from North Central, a sophomore. You know, those girls have been looking at Maddie Davis and like I said, at Catherine Kerrigan and kind of using that as a benchmark. And so I'd say Maddie is, you know, probably at this point, maybe, you know, not looking at maybe being fifth on paper, but I will say throughout her career, Maddie has always been a strong finisher. And again, you know, we hope she's got one more great race. She's been a great senior leader for us for 4 years, you know, and hopefully she can just go out on a high note for her at the state meet this week.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we see a lot of runners from the D3 district that perform very well at state. Coach Maddie, you're only senior, then you have two sophomores and two freshman girls running.
Yeah, you mentioned we had three in the top 16. Felicia Kirkman, the freshman, stepped up really well for us this year. She got an individual qualifying spot. I believe she was 12th at the district meet, and we really needed that performance from her. And Ava Hoffman, a sophomore, was our third scoring runner. She was just outside of those medals and qualifying individually, and Ava's just one of those girls that you really enjoy having on your team. I mean, all the girls that we had run this year were great, but you know, Ava's just a solid performer week in and week out. She's just a strong runner, she's determined, and you know, I you know, tell her something and she's gonna give you her best effort. And so just enjoy having that stability on your team, that someone is just going to come in week to week and do their job, and she does. And then we got another sophomore, Anel Monasterio, going. She qualified last year and ran, so she's got some experience, and she's really been one who's come on late in the season and just continues to get better. So I'm really excited to see what she does down at state. And then we got a freshman in Emerson Malotti going to run, get her first experience at state. And like I said, with those younger girls, we hope that this is something that fuels them in the next, you know, 2-3 years going through the rest of their high school career.
Well, Coach, again, in Class D, take 5, score 3. And again, it is a loaded district this year. Numerous returning medalists. In fact, there's more than 15 returning medalists that will be coming back from either their freshman to sophomore years. And, Coach, you've been able to see her run quite often. But Jordan Arnes trying to become only the 4th girls runner in the state of Nebraska to go for 4 golds, and I tell you what, she's going to have her hands full this year, but a chance for 4 golds for Jordan Arnes of Crofton.
Yeah, what a feat, and you know, definitely something that, you know, if anybody's going to be around, they need to, you know, those A and B schools, like you said, there's not many athletes that have been able to do that, and for her to have a chance to do that, what an awesome experience to have. And you know, I think her sister actually won 3 in a row before, might have been Riley Rice that beat her. I'm not sure, but you know, so I know that in the family there's also that going on with the Arnes family from Crofton. But yeah, just and like you said, it is loaded though. There are so many girls that could potentially end up in that top 15 medal slot, and it's just going to be fun and exciting. The day looks to be good, looking ahead at the weather. And so just going to be an exciting race. I'm excited to be down there and see what happens.
10,000 miles run, and you finally end on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Coach, we wish you, Drew, and the girls' team the best of luck at state cross country in Kearney.
Thank you, Cody. We appreciate it.